Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
Big time of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
You're my friend!
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why you ain't accept my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Hello and welcome to The Friend Request. It's your host, Chloe Madron. I am very excited to introduce this week's episode. It's a good one. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's great to see you all. I gotta stop saying that. Welcome. For any first-time listeners, this is The Friend Request. It's the Blanket Fort podcast. It's the podcast all about friendship, where I talk to lovely comedians and funny people about friends and all that sort of stuff. So welcome to the show. If you are a first-time listener, I do recommend that you honestly go check out like every episode there is, because they're all bangers. But if you just want to watch this one, start with this one. Start with whatever. You can watch them all whenever you want, in whatever order. I'm just saying it's a good show, and every guest has been wonderful. This week's guest is no exception. Very, very excited to tell you about this week's guest. He's actually a brilliant comedian who is performing his Melbourne Comedy Festival show in the same venue as me, which is the Catfish in Melbourne, of course. It's the Melbourne Comedy Festival. So I do think you should go check that out. The link to his show will be in the show notes, as well as the link to my show. Buy your tickets. Get them early while you still can. They're going to be flying off the shelves. Go get them. Anyway, let's get to the episode, because it's so good. You're going to love it. It's a good time. Please excuse, there is one point where I have to edit the episode because I had to cough, which is embarrassing. But Freddie didn't let me live it down, so you hear about it anyways. I hope you enjoy that. Anyway, like I said, Freddie, I've cat's out of the bag. I've introduced the guest already. Welcome to the podcast. This week's wonderful guest. He's hilarious. He's got many credits, all of which I could list here, but I am not. Give it up for the wonderful Freddie McManus. Welcome.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate
Let's start.
Oh, my God.
We don't have to.
No, absolutely.
Yeah?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm finally all warmed up.
Freddie McManus, you're in the fort.
Hey, mate. I mean, I've heard a lot. I was saying to you before that this is an opportunity for me to face one of my greatest fears, which is sitting on the ground for a prolonged period of time.
Why is it so scary?
Well, if I try and cross my legs here, for the benefit of the listener, like my knees are above my chin right now. Struggling to sort of be lithe, be ready.
It's the jeans.
The jeans.
It's like, the fucking jeans.
You told me to dress in a way that would make me comfortable in a blanket fort. And I look like I'm conducting an audit on this fort. I'm
You're
like checking the walls.
Button down and tight jeans.
Like I'm sweating. I walked here.
Are these skinny jeans?
Oh, look, they are when I wear them. Read my stupendous calves. Some of the best calves going. No, I really appreciate it. I mean, you did say, oh, when I have a familiarity with the guest, I tend to, you know, tear strips off them a bit. And I'm feeling that right now.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, I dressed up. I showed the respect. I thought the show was due.
You think this is dressing up for this show? Did you see what Eden wore?
Yeah, I think what I suffered from is maybe a fundamental misunderstanding of what the show is. I was like, oh, it's like, can you imagine me at a sleepover? This was me, by the way. Every sleepover. Everyone's playing games. I go, truth or dare? I go, truth, I hate this. I'm going home. Call my mother.
It's because you're British.
Okay, well, now we're getting... Okay, it's about what I'm wearing now. It's about where I'm from.
So sorry.
Hey, mate, your career is on it. Sorry. This isn't a fort beneath you. This is thin ice. You're on right now. We're feuding.
We're feuding.
Okay, well, this has been great.
I really love our friendship. It. I feel so bad. When I saw you at a wedding recently, it was like the first thing I said to you, there was a fly around, and I was like, yeah, because you stink.
Oh, yeah. During the ceremony as well. They were like mid-kiss, the couple. You go, McManus fucking stinks. Let's talk about that.
I don't know why. There's something about you that I feel very comfortable in that position.
It's a lack of respect. It's genuine. I think many people have described me as sort of just fair game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It kind of feels like I can take the, you know, when Muhammad Ali would fight, you know, mm-hmm. We're both huge boxing fans.
Mm, massive.
He would do like the rope-a-dope where it's like in the early rounds, he'd let them punch out, he'd stay on the ropes, let them punch themselves out. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's been my strategy to every friendship I've ever had.
Yeah, okay. But I
never get to punch back. I'm just stood on the ropes with a broken rib like, see you Thursday, you know? Let's do this again.
That's bullshit. I see you punch back. Just, you know, not me. I'm the same. I'm the same. I find that with so many friendships, I fall into the position of like... copying it, and I'm fine. Like, it's good, especially boys. That's just how they are.
Yeah, the fellas.
But I don't often give it back. But for you, I feel like it's like I'm the bully that's getting bullied at home, and then you're someone I found that I can bully.
So in this Russian doll system you've set up, I'm the smallest, most pathetic doll. They wouldn't accept a doll as small, pathetic as me in Russia. It goes against the Russian way. Well, Strasbourgskia, you know, gonna be here.
No, you're a delight. You're a delight. People love you.
I really appreciate you saying that.
Do you know that?
I don't. No, yeah, I do. I'm universally beloved.
Have you always been universally beloved?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Why?
I was very small and very loud.
Oh.
I was just a lot, you know? You know when people are like, I'm good in small doses?
Yeah.
Well, that really means it's like I taste awful. You know what I mean? Like, you could say small doses, but I'm either eating things where I would enjoy a large dose mm-hmm. or I'm not eating it at all.
I don't know. That's not completely fair. Maybe, like, I want a single oyster. I never want more than three oysters.
Okay, so yes, I was the three oysters of human beings. I was a platter, dude. I was a seafood platter at like
That's
9
too much.
Years old. Yeah, at like 9 in the morning as well. You've just come into school, you're sitting down for a maths class, and then a seafood platter. They go, you've got to eat this. Immediately, quickly.
Why? Why were you so loud and lots? Are you in, do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older sister and a younger brother.
Okay. Middle child. So maybe, were you trying to get the attention at school?
I mean, everywhere. Yeah. I was gunning for it for sure. Mm-hmm. My sister, famously very high achiever.
Mm-hmm.
Just exceptional in every aspect. But she wasn't as loud as me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If what she says carries weight, I think it's still heavier to just say something dumb loud. You know?
That is a good tactic. I appreciate that.
I've already been nurtured, so she just had a baby. Mm-hmm. And...
Muzzle?
My mum goes, had the baby in early December. My mum goes, come midway through 2024 because the baby will be more interesting then. I generally think my mum's thinking, might be a bit much for the kid early doors.
Oh my God. Just have
the Tasmanian devil. She's on the phone like, he's allergic to oysters. Maybe stay in Sydney.
Jesus.
No, I mean, I have already been like talking mad trash to my brother about how I'm going to be the uncle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's probably the wrong approach.
Do you think so?
Do you have a good relationship with your uncles? This is what this pod's all about.
No.
No? How many do you have?
Oh, one like a direct biological.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got some mental problems that he's on his journey, you know.
So that'll be me.
It was really fun when I was a kid.
Oh, shit. It's not looking good. Maybe I could hang out with him.
I'll tell you more about him off mic, maybe.
Oh, my God. Does he listen?
No. Greg.
Greg.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love him. He's a sweet man, but, you know.
I mean, that's not coming across. You know that. Yes, I love him. He's a sweet man. I'll talk to you about him off mic. That's what I do. With the people I really respect, love, and appreciate, it's like, oh, cut the cord. Turn off the lights.
I just don't imagine he would want, or anyone in the family would want me really, like, going into the details of
his journey. And yet I've spoken about my family with abandon, which feels like
I've spoken about most family members. Like, anyone in my immediate family, they're all fair game. I feel bad, but, like, yeah. I'm talking about them a lot. But my uncle feels like a little bit...
uncle, I mean, that's...
It feels a little bit too far. I don't know.
I mean, I agree. I actually have, literally in my head right now, like, 9 stories about uncles I have that I could not say into this microphone.
Oh, no, is it molesty? No!
No, it is not.
It's too early in the pod. I'm starting to
figure out what Greg was up to.
No.
I'm kidding around, Greg. All above board. See you at Christmas. You see him at Christmas?
No.
Well, in that case, brother, stay on that journey, kid.
Anyway, I have a really important question for you for your childhood and how you navigated friendships. Were you teased because your surname, your name is Freddie McManus.
Correct.
And your surname says anus.
Yes.
Were you teased for that?
So I literally spoke about it for like 20 minutes of my show.
Shit!
And my housemate came to me afterwards and went like, you have not processed that at all.
Oh my God.
So my name is Freddie McManus, F. McManus. They took out the first M in the surname, slid the F in there, and I was fuck my anus for 6 years. Then they laughed exactly like that. You don't need to... I hate when the physicality is like, you're losing balance.
I'm sorry.
So not only have you insulted me by not coming to my festival show.
I'm so sorry.
Award nominated.
I know.
And front row.
Oh my God.
Madron had her fucking AirPods in. Shock.
I did. I was there. Yeah. I was just reading the paper.
You're sending emails, dude. You were reading the paper?
Yeah.
I thought you were a reviewer. I thought at least she writes for the Sydney Morning Herald, right?
No.
She does the crossword.
I can't read. I was just looking at the pictures.
You can't read, can you?
No. I mean, I can.
Have you ever had that happen with someone in your life where, like, someone will say something about them and it occurs to you that in all your time knowing them, that could be true and you wouldn't know either way? Because you say we have a dynamic, we have a friendship.
Yeah.
But if you couldn't read,
you wouldn't know. You can't test me on that.
Just quietly, it would not blow my head off my shoulders.
Fuck
no,
you.
I see you've taken all these notes. You've written
some
notes.
Just scribbles.
First bullet point is fuck you. So we've covered that.
No,
tick.
The first one's the anus bit.
Anus was wrong. See,
it's
that's what
down.
I call a baptism of fire. This is a trap. No, you fucking offset it with all these pink shit. It takes 25 minutes to put up, apparently. There's a little peek behind the fucking curtain.
I'm really
what you were laying was a bear trap underneath this popcorn.
Okay, you've seen right through me.
What's question two? And it better not be at my expense.
It's not at your expense. It's not. No, these, I don't need to go through my interview questions with you. These are just prompts. I'm just chatting.
You're like Ellen.
Yeah.
Super nice, smiley, be kind to one another. You're a Hall of Fame piece of work.
She is one of the most famous female comedians in the world, so I'm going to be fine if that's the comparison. If that's where I'm heading.
Dude, do you know what? Ellen DeGeneres special today, with everything that's gone on, I'm definitely watching
it. I'm 100% watching
it. It's all like, oh, look how this monkey dances. Like, my mum, I was home for Christmas once and she put out a Netflix special.
Mm.
And there's a point in the special where she stops performing stand-up comedy. There's a screen in the back and she goes, take a look at this. And it's just like a viral internet video of like a monkey dancing or whatever, like pet videos.
Yeah.
And they have a little dance in the audience and you're just like, this is not in the rules. Whereas now, if she did a special and was like, this is everything I said to my assistants.
Yes.
And we get into it.
Oh
my gosh.
God, we need that. I'd love that. But also though, like this is a viral clip. Not super dissimilar from what I saw Sam Campbell doing. He obviously makes his own shit to include into the PowerPoint, but there is a little bit of what do you think of this ad?
I will say, it is the first time the Sam Campbell Ellen DeGeneres comparison has popped on my radar.
But I can now see multiple things.
The short hair,
yeah.
The sort of mannequin, the physicality, oh my God. I think is similar.
Wow. Anyway.
I mean, let's just let that sit there. That's crazy. Be kind to one another.
Oh, my God. So you're from England.
Yes, ma'am.
As they refer to it over there.
And here, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah.
What part of England?
Like southeast. So grew up a little bit in London. Mm. And then Kent is where my mum lives now.
Oh, okay.
And my brother and sister in London still. And we grew up here when I was little. So
yeah,
I'm a
right.
Dual citizen.
Well, that's what I want to know about. Where were you throughout your childhood, teen years? When did you come back? What's the deal?
Yeah, first 4 years pretty much was here in Sydney.
Okay.
So almost immediately after I was born.
But that's not much. You're not doing much, right?
I mean, I made a name for myself.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
What were you doing?
Just living, dude. Oh, come on. I was crawling. I think I learned to walk. Ooh. I learned to read, which not all of us can
you
say.
You learned to read at four, as if.
I was doing something. Wait, I genuinely don't know when I learned to read.
I mean, I didn't speak till I was two, and apparently that's really late.
I mean, yeah, I mean... look, the learning to speak it to podcast a pipeline, yeah, I think you're the only one. This is historic.
I didn't shut up.
This is a miracle. So you've gone from not speaking for 24 months. Mum's panicking.
So worried.
Suddenly a microphone materializes in your hand. You're like, what's up, guys? She'd fall out of her fucking chair.
They're excited.
Yeah, so and then went to school in London.
Yeah, okay.
And then moved to Kent when I was like 12, 13.
Mm. Okay.
Beautiful part of the world. Garden of England. Shout out.
God save the Queen. King.
Dude, I honestly actively resent the fact that they changed the lyrics.
It's so weird.
Like, make it Queen, maybe.
Queen?
Yeah, just to account for any future deaths. Keep everyone involved. Queen's everyone awesome. In the mix.
Yeah, what about the... is there like a non-gendered term for the royal person in charge?
Cunt? No, I'm kidding around.
Damn.
Not trying to be political.
Wow.
I will say it, because I'm actually quite indifferent to the royal family, which like shocks and appalls everyone from here. But I remember when the day she died, mm-hmm. I woke up early in the morning and I had so many messages in my phone from people like, have you heard the news?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about what news stories would relate to me so specifically. I was like, are the trains not running? Like,
yeah.
And I've literally lost actual family members and received less messages
oh my God.
Than I did when the Queen died. I was also sick at that time. So I took a day off work that week.
Yeah.
And the people I work with never let me forget it. Where it's like, Freddie needed a day.
For the Queen. Freddie needed a day. Oh, no. Oh, it's okay. I believe you. I don't think you like
it. God save the Queen. God save Diana, you know?
Yeah.
Do you watch The Crown?
I do, but I stopped at one point, not by any decision of my own. It just happened and I need to get back into it.
I don't think you do. It's
really?
Weird now because it got to like... The moments, obviously like Diana and
it's
stuff
history.
Like that.
It's history.
It's
no
like
spoilers.
William, Prince William at university and him and Kate.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I don't really care.
And so the sort of way they used to like rampantly make shit up in the 50s about the young queen, no one really cared because we weren't alive. We weren't around. It was almost like a separate story.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like a little closer. You're like, okay, well, this is ridiculous. There is a moment where like Charles is on a private plane and Diana, like the apparition of Diana appears.
Oh, my
like,
God.
This is, you know. So I've said, oh, I'm not a royalist, like, fuck him. I've watched every episode of The Crown.
He's obsessed.
I only watch for Margaret Thatcher, though.
Okay, of course.
So, yeah, there you go. Question two.
No, we're not done. We're not done with the... Back to the royal family.
I've just recapped the entire show of The Crown. And then it ends, and the queen dies, and the credits roll.
Okay, no, but so you at 12 changed from London, went to Kent.
Yep.
When did you come to Australia?
When I graduated uni, so I was 20,
oh,
21.
Grown up. Okay.
Yeah.
How did you find moving from London to Kent? Like, that's...
I mean, I'll be honest, as a 12-year-old, you're not doing a lot of heavy in the move.
Yeah.
It was just explained to us that that was what we were doing.
Yeah.
I remember it was quite sad. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I had these three boys I went to school with.
Yeah.
Like little gap. You just, you know when you just go to the shopping center and just hang out?
Mm-hmm, of
no
course.
Real agenda. So I was spending Saturdays with the boys. Alec Martin, Simon Davis, Chris Dowdy, shout out. I literally haven't spoken to them in almost 20 years.
Awesome.
But yeah, the boys were, whatever, they were going to do something. I couldn't do it for whatever reason. I come home, mum says, we're moving away.
Wow.
And she was like, oh, you know, you can go and tell Alec and the guys. I show up, they've already left.
Oh my God.
I'm crying at the doorstep. His dad is just like, oh, do you want to come in? Like, maybe have a cup of tea? I'm like bawling. I'm like, oh, mate.
Shit, so it was a sudden move.
I think it was fairly... I just didn't pay attention as well. So I'm pretty sure my bags were packed.
Oh,
like,
my God.
So, you know, it's they probably flagged it like 6 months before. Yeah. I was like running into walls.
Fuck.
But you I think they'd already moved. I came home to an empty house. They're like, we told you. It was like Home Alone.
Yeah. Which I've never seen, by the way.
Neither have I.
Really?
We're the same age.
Yeah.
It came out when
it's before our time.
You know what I mean?
We're super young.
You know what? People, you tell people you haven't seen Home Alone, they're like, you know, you can't do it. See, I've seen the poster.
Oh, of course.
Everyone's seen the poster. I love when he got inducted into like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, that kid, right? Well,
yeah,
fully grown man now, Macaulay. And like, he was like telling a speech. He still got it. I'll say that. Bit of charisma on the man.
Bit of riz.
Bit of what?
Bit of riz.
Oh, bit of riz. I mean, yeah, he's happily married.
But being young.
She seems to love him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If that isn't riz, then what is? And if there's one proven ground for charisma, it's when you get inducted into the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
Putting those handprints down.
Yeah.
I'd have like a middle finger.
Oh,
like,
yeah? That's what your plan
bad
is? Because you'll be there one day.
You're a star. 100%. The issue, I think, is they're going to phase that out just when I reach the point where
fucking,
it's on
of
the
course.
Cards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'll just have to like message the council and be like, can I do my own one? Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like, hey, fellas, if I slip your 50, maybe the cement's a little wetter than usual on the road, hey? Maybe you give me a tip. Oh, it dries in 20 minutes.
Your house is going to be finger painted just because you're trying to get your handprints everywhere.
You're damn right. Hey, it's called leaving a legacy, Chloe. It's called making your mark. God forbid, take me away. Take me away for trying to make my mark on this beautiful world. Oh, my goodness
okay,
me.
Okay, so your family moved and you were sad to leave your friends.
I was.
Was it easy to make new friends? Because is that... I don't know the schooling system in England. I'm not sure if you have school in England. I assume
okay,
maybe.
Okay, I want you to just very briefly outline what you think school is in England for a 12-year-old boy.
Okay.
So I wake up. What am
you
I
wake
wearing?
Up.
What's my uniform?
You're wearing like overalls. They're overall. Dirty. And little.
A chimney sweep.
I can't. Yeah, you're covered in dirt.
So I'm already dressed. I've woken up and I'm covered in dirt. Overalls.
Well, you're sleeping on the floor.
I'm on the floor. Okay, got you.
I actually can't get through this. I'm laughing too much. You're sleeping on the floor. Maybe there's a bit of oil. You've obviously got to clean up that first. But then
wait,
you...
so what time? I got to get to school. You're telling me I've got to clean the floor?
You've got to clean.
So it's like 4 a.m. I'm
you're
Mark Wahlberg getting up at 4, pray, clean the floors, get to school. Okay.
And then you're late, obviously, because of all the cleaning.
It's your fault. You've just created this fucking cleaning roster. Pull the rug out on me. So I'm running late. Great.
You're running
How am
late.
I getting, what's my motor
So,
transport?
Well, you're trying to catch, I think they have like horses with a big carriage.
You'd be right. Carry on. You're doing fine.
So you're trying to catch the horse carriage.
And then you tap on. I'm on the bus.
Yeah, you're on the bus. And I imagine
no,
it takes
carriage.
You.
Sorry, I showed my hand there. There was a bus involved, Chloe. I hate to break it to you.
Well, that's just what you called it, I imagine.
Yes. Dehorsed the horses? Is that what dehumanizing is?
Yeah. Dehorsing.
Yeah. I'm the dumbest cunt ever. Anyway, we arrive.
They take you to a factory.
The factory?
Yeah, where you spend your days, you get given a little toothbrush.
Do I have friends?
Oh, yeah, of course. You sing songs with your friends.
Okay, in the carriage, singing a song and giving a burst of one of those songs, just quickly.
Me? No, it's your song. You do it. Do the song.
Hello, it's me. Another day has come. We are going to factory until the work is done.
Oh, my God. See? I'm crying.
It's tough for me to remember. It's been a while.
Yeah, of course.
Until the work's done. Pull up. Toothbrush, you said?
Yeah, to brush.
To clean me. Not even brush my teeth.
To clean. You didn't get to brush your teeth because you're in England.
That one actually hurt. The other one's like, funny. Let's recap the podcast. Funny. Fucking egregious.
So sorry.
I apologize to the listeners on that one. I know you won't. You make no apologies, but I will. I'm sorry.
Oh, I do have a lot of listeners in the UK, so I should be careful.
In it, bruv.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
And then I just work a hard, long day.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly don't shower. Just get right back into bed and then we go
you
again.
Don't have showers. You have like group baths, right?
I don't like the way you said group baths.
I'm projecting. I had group baths as a kid.
That's called the swimming pool.
No, it was my bathtub. There was just three of us in there.
You held swimming galas there?
It was a drought. What?
A drought?
Swimming galas?
Yeah.
Is that like a
the competitions?
Yeah, right. No, races? That's not what we call them.
What do you call them?
Swim day.
It's a gala. It's black tie.
I went to a school of arts. We didn't have sports, okay? So yes. I don't really know. Shut up.
Well, you know, even the factory had sports on. wow. I will tell you a weird group experience from school that just occurred to me recently.
Oh yeah.
So we had a school hall,
mm-hmm.
pretty big, and only very, very occasionally, if something momentous had happened, for example, if the Queen had died,
mm-hmm.
they like played the 24-hour news feed up on the big screen just while people were going about their day at school. Cool. Same between classes, you would just go up, see what's going on.
Cool.
Have we landed on the moon yet, etc.
Yeah.
But the only one I actually remember, it happening maybe two or three times, but the only one I really remember was when Michael Jackson died.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the feed, and it was when no one really knew anything, just that he was dead.
Yeah.
And for our generation, I hate to break it, like, we knew him growing up as, like, Wacko Jacko, like the guy who held his kid over the balcony. Yeah. And so it was very weird where all you've heard about a person your entire life up mm-hmm. to that point is he's a crazy sex offender.
Mm-hmm.
And then he dies, and all of a sudden the school are like, let's watch this.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so weird.
It was weird.
I never even put it together. No, you're an impressionist. I understand. You can't help it sometimes.
Hey, I dug deep into the bag of tricks for that one. Even with my fucked teeth. Managed to squeak that one out,
Your
didn't
teeth
I?
Are beautiful. You're,
I really appreciate
you're,
you saying that.
You're like, what's the thing that they, the word that they use when someone is good from somewhere?
Oh, one of the good ones? You're one of the good ones? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm
a
saying.
A good egg?
I like it. That'll apply. Yeah. No, you're like the opposite of an embarrassment for the country. The opposite. A
national treasure.
That's it. Kind of.
So it's me and Judy Dench.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Tell me this.
Please.
When you left England and came back here at the
With a little
young,
bindle.
With you, yes. With your little bindle. At 21?
Yeah.
My God, that's so young. How did you feel leaving everyone you knew?
Well, my family actually had moved while I was at youth. A lot of my life, retrospectively,
God.
I'm realizing they were trying to avoid
it
me.
It is Home Alone.
A little bit. Yeah. I should explain. I haven't watched Home Alone because I fucking lived it. Every second of my life. Now, while I was at uni, they moved back mm-hmm. for my dad's work. Well, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's work was not being around me. No, I'm kidding. Love him. But they moved back. And then when I graduated uni, I was like, I have no place to stay really in England.
Yeah.
So I'll just go over. I told my friends at uni I'd be gone like 6 weeks. It's been 8 years. But it's the whole thing of like, I went there. And then after a year, you get a job. Like
yeah.
I started comedy at that point. And then my parents were going to move back. They were like, do you want to? We're going.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, well, I'm kind of set up here. I'll sort of figure it out.
Aw.
That's
nice that they were here, though.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, you know, my mum was here last year, 2023. She came through. I was like her secretary.
Yeah.
Where I would get like women of a certain age messaging my Facebook comedy page being
okay.
like, hello, I am a good friend of Diana, your mother. Can you tell me what her availability will be this
oh
coming
my God.
Week? And then I'll have to go to mom, like, how's Wednesday looking?
Did she
it was
not
a full-time
have Facebook
job.
Or something?
Yeah, but she's also like big dog. Like, She was kind of saying, like, yeah, I'm seeing the messages. Fred will screen them. Any big ticket items come through.
Whoa.
He'll
let me know.
She was such a woman about town. Immediately, just such a, like, such a shining light in the community.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. I reckon this ends with the whole family moving over here.
You think so?
And then I fuck off back.
Oh, nice. You home alone them.
And look, that'll be ultimately the trilogy that beautiful story deserved. And then there I am, pressing my hands into that beautifully wet cement. And who do I see in the corner? I see Macaulay. And he looks at me and he, like, a single tear rolls down his cheek. And he goes, you're one of the good ones, mate. You're a good egg.
Wow, you really brought it all back. That's beautiful.
I mean, you're a wizard, Freddie. I'm a what? Oh, okay.
Stop.
I'm literally trying, ever since I figured out what you think a British person is, now I'm just trying to play up to it. You're a wizard, Freddie.
I'm so sorry. I had to.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you feel when you got here, though? Your family was here, but you had to make a bunch of new friends at a young age, but, like, also as an adult, where most people have friends, most people are in uni. Were you, like, feeling lonely?
Not really. Because at that point, like, I just started doing stand-up, and it's very easy then to, like, meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're out every night doing that. And then you see people, like, at their lowest point.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be intimidated by people who are, like, eating shit
so
for 4 minutes.
That's so true.
Open mics.
Do you have mostly comedians in your life now? Another showman people?
There is a bit of a split, like, through living in... I've lived in, like, the same area for a few years.
Yeah, okay.
And just always friends of friends have lived in the area.
Yeah.
And so, like, the people I live with, all of them are out of... None of them have ever...
No, of course, of course.
Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's a community. I think we can all agree.
Yes, of course.
Because we are the true, you know, last bastions of free speech. I think you've been very vocal about this on this podcast.
Of course, often, yes.
Let's get into it. Let's cross some lines.
No, we've already...
And refuse to apologize.
We've already got into it. I've said some
that English
things.
Listening base you were talking about before, that's gone. I know that.
Please don't leave
Join
me.
Join me for the boiled egg and cup of tea comedy hour with Freddie McManus. The new podcast where we build the Brits up. We don't break them down.
I'm coming.
Also, this coming from Brisbane? Brisbane?
Shut up. Okay, Brisbane's lovely.
I've never been.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not important.
Clip that up. That's the clip. Never been to Brisbane? Really? You sounded English.
Actually,
like you're putting on your Emma Watson.
This is
really?
No, I'm dead serious. This is there is a tiny bug and it's killing me.
You fucking stink, man. That's why.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck
Never
you.
Lost. Undefeated. Kept it in the chamber.
Oh my God.
I knew
kill
at
myself.
That wedding.
I'm going to kill
at
myself.
At that wedding, I knew there'd be a moment and I knew it would be on the airwaves.
Oh my God.
In your own house.
In my own house.
In your own
in
house.
My own
I got you back.
I'm going to kill myself today.
Well, don't put that on me.
I'm going to.
Just give Greg a call. Bond with family.
No, he would. No, never mind.
He'd screen it?
No. He'd just, you know, green light it. Anyway, that is a point that you make that I wanted to ask about.
Yes.
What was the point again?
Check the notes, Chloe. My God.
No.
We're
talking
about, you know, meeting people through comedy or I don't know.
No, not that. You just said something. Fucking hell. Never mind. Whatever. Don't laugh at me. I had a really important question. It isn't
gotcha.
Written down.
Beautiful.
Oh, about your accent, about me sounding English.
Yes.
Have you ever found that, especially girls, when they get drunk, start to sound English around you?
Around me?
Mm.
In a way that's usually pretty mean-spirited, yeah.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
They sound like a sort of old washerwoman around me.
Okay.
To just sort of break down my spirit. But, no, I find... because I've kind of, my accent has softened the more I've lived here.
Of course.
To assimilate.
Yeah.
So like even assimilate, I would, 10 years ago, you would have heard me assimilate all at the front of the mouth.
The front.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to have a go?
No.
You're getting up, you're going to the factory. I can't believe you made me improvise. Not improvise, sorry. Take it back from my very real life. Beautiful British song.
It was really good.
And so I feel like now I get more people remarking on my accent if I go back to the UK.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Australia now, you know?
Oh, that's cute. You
don't. I don't know if it is.
Well, I mean, you just don't.
That's true. Yeah. I agree with you.
I do that.
We're in agreement.
Yeah, we are. How?
For once.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Resolution. Beautiful.
I just accidentally do that sometimes when I'm not necessarily drunk, but I'll like, because I try to enunciate better so that people can understand me.
I do a bit of that as well.
Isn't it awful? I feel bad. I'm like, oh God, I hope they don't notice.
I know. It kind of makes me feel like I'm like a celebrated, revered English actor. Like,
yeah.
I kind of feel like Ian McKellen a bit.
If I'm yeah.
The bugs hit me now. That's bad. You shut off, pass. Yeah, I don't know. I feel... Do you do accents just in general?
Yeah.
Which
at
ones?
Home.
What are the hits?
We've got like a southern belle kind of a thing. Sometimes Jersey, but it's really a... Need some work.
Need some work before the tour?
Yeah.
you just swing and wild. Like you have two rosés before every show and just go, I'm going to try it. You're in the green room like... We're here in New Jersey.
Yep.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try and do the whole show in the accent.
Well, like to a point, I think that I could do them to a point where I've definitely listed it down on like casting.
Oh, wow.
Sites where I'm like, yeah, London, I'm going to nail it. Nail it. Right. I've got that one. I don't know if I could do like Scouse or anything, but you know.
The other thing is people mistake being able to do an accent with being able to like play a character who has that accent. Where you have to show like multiple different emotions.
Yeah. It's really hard. I've tried and it's really hard.
Yeah. Like imagine playing like it's all very well saying like, I have an amazing Scouse accent.
Yeah.
But if you're in like a gritty drama, you can't be like, what's doing, lad? How are you? How you feel? Like you got to figure out how to like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's right. I'm bad at acting. Turns out I found out I just want to be cast as myself in something.
Okay.
You know?
Wait, what parts have you gone up for that have gone badly?
Oh, lady in an ad who sits in a
classic
bathtub. And woman in
group
line.
Bath, was it?
Not a group bath.
Woman in bathtub. What was this an ad for? I think that's a scam. That you went to someone, this hotshot producer saw you at a gig, went, if you come to my apartment at 2 a.m, there's a really important commercial. I think you'd be
perfect. We're
going
to have to get you in the tub.
Get you in the tub. We'll lather you up.
No.
And you're going to be a star.
Woman
in line. What was she in line for?
Drinks.
You have been conned. You've been had. So just say a guy asked to buy you a drink.
It was through my agent. They were legit. They were just ads. But the bathtub.
So how were you? So you say it didn't go great. When you're auditioning for Woman in Line.
Yeah.
How does that go badly?
I did bad acting.
So you made too much of the moment? Because I'll be honest.
No, maybe
no
I
acting.
Just, maybe I just didn't have the right look.
Right.
Maybe I was too fat.
That'd be crazy, like, if they were like, yeah. They just come out and they go, yeah. In the room. You go, you're in the line, you go, I'm starting to think I might be too fat for this part. They go, yeah. That's what we were thinking too. No, I'm sure. Of course not. You know, ultimately, some people have a natural gift, talent for standing in line, sitting in the bath.
Yeah, I think I need a bigger role.
Do you know extra work? I haven't done a lot of it, but I genuinely do believe there are people who are amazing at it.
Yeah.
Really good extras.
Yeah.
Like, just perfect. Like, the guy on the team he's not starting, he's not playing a lot, but if Jordan dribbles into traffic and he has to kick the ball out and someone has to make an open shot and it's woman standing in line for the fate of the production is on the line.
Wow.
There's some woman out there who's just knocking
She's
it
just
down.
Killing it.
Whereas
they probably saw my audition and they were like, people are going to be
How
distracted.
How many auditions? You're making this sound like you were up for...
No, it was a self-tape. It was just a self-tape for an ad, Freddie. Jesus Christ, you're clinging onto it too tightly. Move on. I'm just saying that maybe they saw it and they thought, she's the star.
And that's acting. When you got angry there, I felt that. That. Oh, chills. Count them. Count the goosebumps.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. Okay.
A few. Those are models, actually. Those aren't. I need to get those checked. I didn't realize you meant to get like skin checks in.
What?
I don't know.
What?
A girl I worked with was like, when was the last time you got your skin checked?
I
have a look in the mirror. But you're meant to, you know, get things checked
How often?
Out. I don't know. She does it like once every 3 years.
Wow. Time I need below. To do that.
Skin check. I mean, especially here with a bit of sun around.
Yeah, I noticed a mole looks different the other day.
Oh, I thought you meant on me.
No.
I have this sort of ugly like birthmark.
It's not ugly. It's beautiful. It's a beauty mark. Mm. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a very wicked witch of the West.
No, it's not. Chic. It's Marilyn Monroe.
And where's she now? You compare me to a dead woman. And that
a beautiful
is the straw that broke
woman.
This camel's back. She was a beautiful woman.
So hot.
How funny is it when, ever since Margot Robbie was in the Barbie movie, like I saw on like Twitter a bunch of guys are just like, she's actually mid. She was never hot.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's really funny.
It's
because honestly, one of the more exhaustive, difficult Google searches available is Margot Robbie looking bad.
Yeah.
I honestly...
You can't find it.
I honestly think the internet has found its limit, and it's that. Imagine you're scrolling through. Imagine how angry you get if you just want to get a less than flattering photo of Margot Robbie or Marilyn Monroe or any of them.
Yeah.
And you're at page 3, page 4.
No
and you're
good.
Still just fucking stuck. You would be tearing your hair out.
They must be.
And yet they still do it. And it speaks to the persistence of these toxic men. That's why I'll always ride for you, my boys.
That's honestly impressive.
I always ride for my boys. If the mission is Margot Robbie looking less than absolutely stunning, get me a rifle. Start me up. I will serve my country in this effort. It's a losing battle. I will die in the process. But look, anything for the fellas, you know?
You're a good man.
I know. that's like a crazy... That was like a movie. You're a good man. I know.
I have to cough.
Okay.
Sorry to ruin the momentum, but
I'll do it as well if you want.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Anyway.
Should we address the cough or not?
No, we shouldn't address the cough. Okay. I'll cut outside of the cough. Or this is enough addressing.
I think I've said my piece on it. Yeah.
Okay. So I found out recently through my sources, that you spend most Christmases that you're in Australia and not with your family with friend of the podcast, Billy Darcy and his family.
The Darcys?
The Darcys.
Christmas at the Darcys?
Yes.
Mick and Jenny?
They're so cute.
Unbelievable.
So lovely.
Outstanding hosts. They've been very good to me.
Oh my God. Tell me about it. How did this start?
I think it started in COVID.
Mm-hmm.
2021.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And so I couldn't get back home. And so, I went to Billy's. And that was pretty close. It was just me and his family, pretty much.
Oh.
And now it's like an event. It's a hot ticket.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Rowan,
our
other mutual friend, got invited this year. Put together a great spread.
Oh, good.
But I'm still the golden boy. You know
of
what I mean?
You are.
I just flash
of
a
course
smile
you
with
are.
These jagged, horrific teeth.
They're gorgeous teeth, Freddie.
I give Jenny
I'm sorry.
A bottle of something. Some of the purest spring water. I've really pushed the boat out this year.
Okay.
And then we have a great time. I'm very appreciative to him and his family. Aww. I do feel like an illegal immigrant a bit.
Yeah.
When I go there. Yeah, where it's kind of like everyone, it's a bit hush-hush, but Freddie's coming for Christmas, if you know what I mean. No. And if you hear sirens... Put him behind the bins.
It's the nicest place to be. Like, that's my favorite. My kind of level of friendship is when I'm inviting everyone around for Christmas, you know, or inviting people to my family thing. Like, that's cute.
Yeah, I went to my housemates the year before.
Yeah.
She had her family, like, because I don't know about you, we didn't really go crazy for Christmas growing up.
No.
You know, lumps of coal, etc.
Of course.
You've described my childhood very well earlier on in this podcast. Can't imagine there's a lot of tinsel down at the factory.
But lots of coal.
Lots of coal. We were sending it out. Who do you think was sending it out? Santa's fucking demanding too. He's like, a lot of nasty little cunts out there who we need to give this to. Get producing. But I went to my friend Lizzie's place with her family.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful family, like the perfect dynamic where they have very young children having their sort of first Christmases, like big family
setup.
Oh,
that's so cute.
You walk in, they've got like a huge Santa, like the whole bit.
Yeah.
And I had a stocking when I arrived with my name embroidered on.
Oh my God.
My name, Freddie, on the stocking. And it's like full.
Oh my God.
It's packed.
That's so beautiful.
It was unbelievable.
Did you cry?
I did not cry.
Okay.
If anything, I undersold it because I thought it would be funny and then realized, no, don't do that.
Oh my God.
And then doubled down and of
course
was very effusive.
That's awful.
I'm kidding around. It's fine.
Really?
I was very thankful. I was very grateful. Yeah. So very, you know, the Australian people have been nothing but good to me. Given the history of what the British have done historically around the world, the fact that I am not mistreated at every turn
is
a shock to me.
You're only friends with white Australians intentionally,
correct,
right? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a preference.
You're allowed to have a preference.
God forbid. It's Christmas. No, so yeah, beautiful Christmases. And then to be fair, when I do get the chance, it's not out of like, not wanting to, it's just, it's hard to get back there.
Oh, of course. You know. And expensive and crazy. Yeah, it's...
But I wish I saw him more, you know? If you want me to reflect, if you want me to look inward.
You wish you saw your family more.
My sister having the baby.
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
You kind of feel like you're in that territory now where you're going to start missing things.
Yes.
Like when we were all in our 20s, me and my siblings...
You can be all
it
over.
It kind of feels like, well, everyone's everywhere, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel that. I've stupidly promised my sister that I will move back when she starts having babies or when they, like any of the siblings start having babies because I want to be an involved auntie. And she's like, cool, I'll just have a baby now. And I'm like,
I was going to say, yeah, no. Has your sister threatened to get pregnant? So you move back to Brisbane?
Yeah, yeah. Which I can't do.
No, I mean, they wouldn't have you back. It's also, you know, you've created a false equivalency where you go, oh, maybe one day I'll move an hour and a half down the road back to where
Shut
I grew up. It's like,
up.
If I called my mum right now, it's 4 a.m. So don't act like we're on the same playing field here.
No, I know we're not. We're not. It's not the same.
I'm playing chess and you're fucking, I don't know, making balloon animals over there, acting like.
Balloon animals are hard.
Yeah, I don't know why I picked that.
That was a bad.
I panic under pressure. Sue me.
You're all playing chess.
Put together a lawsuit and sue me.
I will. I'll see you
honestly,
in court.
What, fucking legally ginger, fucking rolling into the courthouse. Have it on home turf in Brizzy. You make me sick. You make me physically ill with your conniving and your schemes. You will not sue me.
I'm going to put my documents down on the table, but I can't read, so it's just drawings.
I was going to, it'll look a lot like that. Freddie McManus at the top. Is it true your surname has anus in the middle? And I go, I've got my hand on the Bible, like, I can't lie. I wish I could lie and say, no, it doesn't, but it does.
You just stop eating popcorn while I'm laughing. That's very funny.
Thank you.
We're not the same. You're better than me. I know it, but I have a question for you.
Great.
I'm not done with the Darcys.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Who is?
Billy Darcy. Pretty close friend of yours, right?
Absolutely.
Is it kosher for you to fall in love with his sister?
Is it kosher?
Yeah. Would it be okay?
What's kosher again? Oh, would it be okay? I mean, it's not on the radar. No.
Really?
No.
Oh, it's just a thought that crossed my mind. I thought maybe you should fall in love with Billy's sister.
And the word that came to mind was kosher. She's not fucking pork chop.
Oh my God. People use kosher in this manner all the time. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
No, it's not on the radar.
Gaslighting me. It's not on the radar.
Say again?
It's not on the radar?
No.
I hate that.
I think so would Billy if he knew that you were having this conversation.
Do you think so?
Oh, I think so. I think, look, Billy has invited me to be a part of his family in the way you see sort of a wretch on the street and you drag them in, you clean them up. And you see, he saw me in my overalls, covered in oil.
Soot.
And he went, let's scrub them, let's clean this little kid up.
Like a penguin.
And, you know, they put the bottle bath and they yes. push the hair up. Like when you have a bath on your kid. And that is the extent to which I'm a Pipers family. Me proposing to and marrying his sister.
Yeah.
And he threw me back out on the street.
Really?
And give me the overalls I came
in. I thought it was the perfect rom-com ending.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what you've been...
She's beautiful. You have a rapport. You're in the family already. It just makes sense.
I mean, my God. This is...
Okay, I'm going to talk to Billy.
I love how this is how you think. You talk to Billy about this. You see what happens. And do you know the worst part is he'll view it as my fault. Even though you brought it up, this is entirely your brainchild. And he'll blame me. And we were talking, I was talking to you about this. There are people in your life who are like phone call people.
Yep.
And people who are sort of messenger. Bill's a phone call guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know when this comes out, but I'm going to get a call.
Can you record it
from
me?
Bill. And it'll literally, he tends to open pretty blunt. So he'll be like, I heard the news.
I wouldn't hear
And you'll
like
just giggle
that.
Your way out of it. And I'll be here with my hands up.
Okay, but I think he could be into it. Why wouldn't he want his sister? I want my... If you can't marry Billy's sister, you marry mine.
Yeah, only because I'll impregnate her so you have to move back. Yeah, I know your game, mate.
No, don't you dare.
No, I'm not going to... Again,
don't impregnate my
something
sister.
I never thought I would have to clarify on the podcast. No, I have no intentions of impregnating what's her name.
Well, that would be Ayla, my little sister. So.
Even referring to her as your little sister and being like, oh,
she's
Freddie.
She's 2 years younger.
Okay.
She's slightly younger.
Yeah,
not
I have a younger brother.
Years.
I don't go, my, well, you're my little brother.
Well, I have to take the wins I've got, you know? Yeah.
There you go.
She's only a year and a half, not even 2 years.
Look, I'll figure it out. I love how you're matchmaking only within like families.
It's because it seems nice.
Is no? your nan a widow? Like, how far can this go?
My mom might be single. Do you want to be my stepdad? We've got to move on. You're disgusted with me. Why?
I don't know if I'm disgusted. Wait. I'm just very confused.
Oh,
You walk away to have a cough. You come back. She goes, let's take a break. I have to cough. I go, fine. Bit weird. I hear hacking. Just the most guttural Stop. Noise. Stop. Like really vile cough. And then
I'm gonna
like
piss.
The spirit, I hear whispers. I hear whispers in there and it's like she's got this sort of spirit. And he goes, ask about the family. Marry him off to little Ayla.
I'm dying. I'm going to piss. I'm going to piss the fort. You make me piss the fort.
Would it be a first for the podcast?
Yes.
Making history, baby. Breaking records. Every day of the week.
Well, it's a friendship podcast, and I thought that was an important part of friendship.
It sounds like it's an in-laws podcast to me.
I thought it would
you
be.
You asked me to be your stepdad. That's not friendship.
Isn't it?
There's a great comedian in the US, Michael Longfellow, who's mm-hmm. like his stepdad wanted to be friends with him. And he goes... It's like, what can I do for us to get close? She goes, you could just stop having sex with my mother. I don't ask a lot of my friends, but having sex with my mother is a line that I do draw. And this kind of feels like you don't draw that same line.
No.
There you have it. Well, what's your mother's name? I'll deliver
Cordelia.
It. Cordelia.
Cordelia. You just call her Cordy.
Cordy. Does she listen?
Sometimes.
This won't be one of those times. So I say Cordy, honestly, I don't know what Chloe's agenda is, but I wish you all the best. I have
She's
no intention of
really
going to
hot.
Brisbane ever. So if you want to move here, let me know.
Okay. She wants to move to Italy.
Bella.
Okay. Wow, very good.
Pretty good. I've watched White Lotus. Hey.
Oh, wow.
You know?
He's seen it all.
I mean, that and, well, not Home Alone, but a lot of things.
We've got to get into some sleepover games soon, but I have one point I wanted to bring up.
Sure.
Because I heard this thing recently. Someone was talking about how they don't think a friendship can be a real friendship until it's been tested by like a proper fight. And I was like, well, that sucks because I haven't had lots of fights with my like adult friends.
Right.
So do I need to start them? What do you think about this theory?
I mean, this has been combative. I'll say that. It kind of feels like we've achieved something resembling a fight.
You think we're closer?
You've just invited me to be a part of your family, so that's a little close, I would say. I mean, I hate confrontation.
Yeah.
And people who I'm friends with probably know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it depends on the person, surely. That said as well, I'm like undefeated Hall of Fame fighter if I just go for a walk and have the fight in my head.
That's how you fight?
Oh, my gosh. One of the worst elements of being in a relationship with me is, like, if we have an issue, I'll go for a walk, resolve that issue, then come back being like, we're good.
Oh, okay.
I just took you to school out there walking like a madman through Prince Alfred Park. You were wrong on all counts, it turns out. We discussed it at length. We had a little hug, a little smooch, and we're cool now.
I don't think that's too bad.
And I love a walk. I have to get my steps in. And you know what? Gotta. If they really love me, they would know that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell mum.
Look, the mum. Oh, she knows.
She loves to walk.
She loves to walk?
Yeah, she loves to walk.
She can walk all the way from Brisbane to here and make it happen. Now, Cordy, you know I kid. You know me. Famous jokester. You know how it is. So look, if you want to have a fight with an adult friend, have you singled out who you think it will be? If you're thinking, okay, let's see if this works, let's try it on for size, have you fixated on someone in your friendship circle who you think this will be the person?
But it's got to be a physical fight.
Unbelievable. Mate, that should be behind a paywall. That is on pay-per-view.
I'll bleep it.
I've seen that beaming grin he has, just that sunny attitude, to see you just rip that to shreds and maybe fail. Maybe he's got... Wasn't he a fucking punk rocker or some shit? I don't know. He's got tattoos. There's
he's got tattoos.
There.
Anyone can get tattoos.
True.
I have tattoos.
Evident. I don't know. A fight with you and...
A physical fight.
Yeah, you see, I don't know who wins that.
No,
I've played football with... And I will say... I see the guns. Oh, look, now I'm actually like weighing it up like as a match.
I did MMA.
You did MMA?
I did MMA.
Beautiful. What specifically? What disciplines?
Mostly jiu-jitsu. And
do you reckon you can take him down though?
No, he'd be hard to take down. And he'd have me
standing. Get an inside trip, full mount.
I'd play dirty.
Well, come on.
What?
It's martial arts. It's about respect.
No, it's a street fight with my friend.
Okay. So normal then. Okay, yeah.
I'm biting, okay? I'm pulling hair.
You would bite, you'd pull hair. Maybe. I don't know. I'm more of a purist. I would love you to just stay behind the leg kicks, get a jab going.
You're right.
Get some combinations going.
Yeah. Think that we'll be closer?
UFC middleweight Robert Whittaker does the 1-2, then head kick over. I think I could be for you.
Yeah.
Especially when you're fighting this 6'3" man we've been discussing in face. I really think that's a great matchup for you. You've called your shot. Then we could do one of those like call outs. Like I'm Joe Rogan, in more ways than one.
Yeah.
King of podcasting, etc. And I'm here and you've just won a fight and you're calling a and so this is what Joe does. I'm getting to do it. Yet another horrific improv game. Okay. Chloe, unbelievable performance.
Thank you.
It's best you've ever looked in the UFC octagon.
Looked?
You know, in terms of your fight.
Game. Oh, okay. It was my hair?
God damn it. Give us your thoughts
Keep
on your
going.
Next opponent. Who do you want to face?
Oh, you know who.
Tell the people.
It's bread.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the swivel has to be well-timed. So you go... And then I like back away. I'm like, there's a moment happening here. Huge pop from the crowd. Goes on his podcast later in the day. I know we're all here. Listenership is through the roof. We've all heard the Madron call out. I don't think she has the stones.
To Whoa, that you say what? The stones?
I don't know. She's
guys,
not, she's
I
not
got crystals. I got pebbles.
Wow.
I've got rocks outside my house on the
I've
ground.
I've never seen an MMA fighter threaten voodoo shit in the lead up to the fight. It's like, my crystals are going to make you miss weight. It will no longer be sanctioned by an athletic commission. Thanks to the fucking grass outside my apartment block that I've been, whatever you coughed up in the bathroom.
Fuck you.
That you're going to fucking send along. a little gift in a jar, in a vial, if you will.
I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself.
I am uncomfortable with how often you've threatened that over the course of the
podcast. It's the first time on the pod.
You're kidding. Again, making history, baby. We don't lose. Like, I'm just checking my hands for blood. For a piece of meat. No blood on my hands. This is self-generated. And thank you for having me. I feel like this is the right time.
This has been lovely to have you.
I think it's been fun. I think it's been
really
fun.
It's been really fun. We have some sleepover games we've got to play, though.
Hit me.
The listeners must have them.
Really?
If they don't get their sleepover games, oh gosh, you'll hear about it.
Well, I guess it's lights out, guys, because I was booked for an hour.
No, you haven't done an hour. You've still got time.
Amazing.
You've still got time. All right, we're going to play some games. I'm really trying to rebrand them. You're a smart man. Maybe you can help me. I'm trying to rebrand them so they're specific to my pod because they're just general sleepover games, right?
Okay.
So this one is Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of any other name for that?
Might You Prefer? That's the English original.
I love it. It's the English.
English original. Only ran for 6 episodes. Quality over quantity.
It's so good.
And then, you know, the US come in with their Steve Carells and their Would You Rathers. And, okay, you know, they fucking schlock it to shit. So, yes, if you would like to play Might You Prefer, yes, indeed,
would you like
I would
to play Might You Prefer?
Might You Prefer. You've got to say it like that.
Might
as well.
You Prefer.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Might you prefer it be appropriate for you to show off your impeccable dancing abilities at all times and any times?
Okay.
Or not be British, your biggest disability.
My biggest disability. So, either I have to dance all the time.
No. Get to
dance all the time. Or might I prefer not to be English?
Uh-huh.
I do think now I don't like identify as strongly. I hate people whose personality is like, oh, I'm so English.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know us English. We love doing that. So that started to piss me off a bit. So I guess I'd be dancing at all times.
Okay. It's not dancing at all times. It's you're a very good dancer.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate you saying that.
And
I will surprise people as well, given I have struggled to sit on the ground for any prolonged period of time. Dancing usually requires flexibility, a base level of athleticism. And look how high my knees are. So... you know, not trained or anything, but give it a red hot crack. So yes, I'll dance it up.
Okay. On the back of that, might you rather?
Might you prefer? Yep.
Might you prefer? Sorry. I'm sorry. Might you prefer to be a guest on Dancing with the Stars or F-Boy Island?
Can you explain the premise of the second show?
You don't know what F-Boy Island is? It's so good.
I've just not seen it. Like,
yeah,
I guess
but it's
I can
so good. Okay.
So it's, I show up on the island.
Yeah, but you show up identifying as either an F-boy or a nice guy. And there are a few girls, and the girls are dating like a bunch of guys who are all F-boys
or nice
guys.
Can I ask a question?
Go.
How many of the girls on the island are related to you? This feels like another classic Madryn trap. I walk into the island, the twigs and branches, they fall underneath me. I'm in a net.
Cordy, you have to marry a Madryn.
I have to marry a Madryn?
No, none of the people I've mentioned even have that last name.
Yeah. I can't wait for Might You Prefer my mother or my younger sister.
They're both beautiful.
I'm sure they are.
No, don't.
I'll appear on the F-Boy Island show.
Yeah.
Because Dancing with the Stars, you either have to be a star.
You have to be a star.
Or a professional dancer.
That's true.
I am neither. I would love to be a judge on that show, though.
Okay.
I used to love, because in the UK,
yeah,
it was Strictly Come Dancing, and my mum would watch it. And I would only watch it when a cricketer was on. So a couple of retired England cricketers were on it. And they were really good. They won. Two of them won. Darren Goff and
Mark Rakesh. That's so fun.
And so I would only watch them do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about cricket, but they were great. They were really good. And there was just a guy, this Italian guy, whose entire job was just to basically explain the dance they just did with the sort of energy of someone who really has no idea what he's talking about. Where he's like, it was amazing when you twirled her like this and then you all come to her like that. And you go up and you go down. And you're like, this guy knows less about dance than I do, but I love it. So I'd love to be that guy where all they go is they just go, Freddie, just fucking whatever you want to say. Process what you just saw. Like, he was like a kid telling them what happened on their day of school.
Yeah.
Where, like, didn't pause to breathe. Which just like, and then I look at her and she's doing something. I look at you, you're doing something else. And so I would love to be a judge on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
one, and I'll be on the F-Boy Island show, Meet a Madron, whatever you want to call it, as a secondary show. Option.
Okay. All right. Next game, we've got the rebrand, I think. I don't know. It's Fuck, Marry, Kill, but I'm changing it because that is too abrasive and I just do not like saying that to my guests. So
I think that's also Might You Prefer in its own way.
It is. It really is.
Might You Prefer to Kill Me?
I'm thinking, okay, so this is the title I'm thinking. Smash, LTR, and Ghost.
What's LTR?
Long-term relationship.
Got you.
Right? Okay. So Smash, LTR, or Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I should give some backstory here for the listeners. Freddie is a brilliant impressionist.
Oh, God.
You can catch many of his wonderful impressions on his Instagram or TikTok.
Oh, mate, I'm on the talk.
He's
now.
On the talk and he's blowing up. So Smash, LTR, or Ghost, your impression of Hugh Grant, your impression of Elvis. And correct me if I'm wrong, but was it you who did an impression of Louis Theroux? Perfectly.
Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay, or your impression of Louis Theroux.
So Louis, right, okay. Well, I suppose I'd smash Louis, wouldn't I, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I think he'd be tender and he has a lot of experience with, you know, different people. So I suppose I'd do that. Yeah.
he seemed, yeah.
As
I
walked
that.
Away from smashing Freddie, I was reminded of the closeness and power of human connection. He was tender. He was kind. And he was promised to another. Cordy Madron.
That's not her name.
Oh, fuck! I fucked it up. Louis Sources. I would ghost Hugh Grant. Because, oh my God, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I would have a long-term relationship with Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Mainly also, because, look, there is a real power to go from being like a leading man mm-hmm. who people fall in love with mm-hmm. to becoming this sort of agent of chaos and like he's just unapologetically cruel about everyone he works with.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, he's very angry these days about having to do anything, really.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, it's very relatable.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying he's an awful person. No, I just mean he has lost all the sort of sheen of having to prove himself to the world. And that's what marriage is. You no longer Beautiful. Feel like you need to, like, impress people. You can just say, God. Like, that shirt looks like shit. And so I think that's the relationship uh-huh. that Hugh and I could have together.
Yeah.
Also... I couldn't marry Elvis because it would mean we'd have met when I was 14 years old. and look, I mean, I was, you know, after a long, hard day at the factory, that's not something you want to contend with.
No, of course
So I
not.
Suppose I would kill Elvis all over again. And I'd kill him the same way.
Okay.
I would stuff him full of, like, fool's gold and all that stuff he was eating. And I would make sure he died on the toilet all over again.
Nice.
So I just think that's iconic. Okay. As iconic as any of the songs.
Oh, it is. It is.
Is the toilet death.
I'd like to die with pizza in my mouth.
Can you... What is the over-under, do you think, of number of days until someone else used that toilet? Do you know what I mean? I don't know if it was at Graceland, but let's say it was. It's at the resort. Whatever you call it. His estate. And he's died. Maybe they've had the funeral already.
Maybe never.
They have the wake. But then you eat a lot at the wake. Yeah, and you're thinking, fuck, I need to go here. There's only one place you can go.
Why would they be having that it there?
At Graceland? I don't know. I've made that up, but why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
His beautiful estate. And I reckon if I need to go.
Oh, you're going to go if you need to go. That's
run
so
that
true.
Risk. Imagine if the seat's still warm.
It's not going to be still warm. What are you talking about?
He's a big
dude.
He's a large personality. I reckon his body warmth could linger on surfaces for days on end.
Wow.
And that is ultimately what he's going to be remembered for. Look, I think I've nailed this.
I think you've nailed it as well.
LTR or Ghost.
I hate the rebrand. I hate it.
Look,
it's not got as it's not as succinct.
So do you want to trademark these
fuck,
games?
Fuck, marry, kill. No. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. Marry.
fuck's good.
fuck.
I've got another one, okay?
Okay.
This is really important. A bit inside baseball, but tell me what you really think. Fuck, marry, kill, The Mug Off, Phone Hacks, and Community Notice Board.
Oh my God.
Three beloved Australian podcasts.
The Mug Off, The Phone Hacks, or the community notice board.
Yes.
I'm going to kill the Phone Hacks podcast.
Wow.
Because I have fallen for the hacks they've done several times.
Oh.
I pretty much fall for it every time.
Oh my God. Are you congratulating people?
Every time.
Are you saying I hope you're okay when people put up earnest posts?
Never. Okay. But I do think they're real. And that's, if anything, more embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because at least you can play off an earnest message as I was playing along with a bit. No, I just sit in silence, like stare at the wall and go, that's crazy that Ben Caution has ovarian cancer. Whatever, you know.
That's a good reason to kill him.
Oh, mate.
They're
done. So they've fooled me too many times.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have an intercourse, I think, with the Mug Off boys.
Yeah. Well, I
play football
with
Jerry McGowan.
Uh-huh.
Tremendous athlete.
Okay.
Moves very quick for a man of his size and strength. A powerful lover, I'm sure.
It's a weird.
And having sex with me, there's no bigger Mug Off than that, really. And
so you're doing it for him?
Yes. And then I will marry the three. They're all going to be married soon, the community.
They are.
Because Drew's getting married this year.
I know. I'm aware. It's exciting.
His wedding was where I stank up the joint.
He stank it
my
up.
My horrific odor.
No, I told you. It was your personality.
It was, yeah. Oh. This better not be the note on which we're ending this.
No.
But no, I would marry those beautiful boys in a heartbeat, in a single beat
Thank
of my
God.
Heart. I would marry them.
I think that if you didn't say that you would marry a community notice board, you'd be getting a very serious message from baby boy
I'm not
Drew.
Paying for their fucking Patreon. I know that I'll marry them, but God forbid, I'm not fucking giving them a cent. But yeah, sure, you know, marry the boys.
All right. We've got one more game then.
Oh.
And now, again, with the rebrand, it's truth or dare, but I thought about, what about this for a name? No cap or send it?
Sure.
Am I trying too hard to sound young?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go with truth or dare then.
It feels like the name you just came up with felt like a dare to me. So you asked me truth or dare?
Truth or dare.
Always truth.
Why?
I don't want to be told to, I don't know, bite someone's toenails or something
okay,
crazy.
Okay, you're not going to be told to bite someone's toenails, but also I am writing that down for future.
Dare marry my sister or my mother. Yeah, I know how this ends. Truth.
And you have to do it. Oy. Okay, well, the rules with truth or dare are, if you don't want to answer the truth, you can then do the dare.
Okay,
so just
cool.
Keep that in mind. You're allowed to do that.
God, okay.
Because the truth I've written down here is a rough one.
Oh my God, no.
Who's your least favorite friend? I'd do the dare if I were you, but whatever.
My least favorite
friend. Your least favorite friend.
I've got to say Matthew Perry. Didn't look after himself.
That's sad. He's dead. Wow.
Ketamine in the hot tub. Who knew? Bad idea, Matthew. I apologize. No, that's bad. That's really bad.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I believe so. I actually, that's not right. It's probably Schwimmer.
Oh, totally.
It's Schwimmer.
Totally.
It's Schwimmer.
He's the worst.
But at least he can swim in a hot tub.
I really good way. Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Look in the camera.
He got
He's
me,
a better swimmer than Matthew. I know that. Okay. Everyone calm down. I apologize. I, Freddie McManus, apologize.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for apologizing.
You're welcome.
That was a really good way to get out of that question.
Yeah.
You're a smart man.
Thank you very much. Honestly, I don't even think I would have a real...
least favorite friend. Is it me now?
It's still Schwimmer. It's still
Thank
Schwimmer.
Thank God.
Yeah.
All right.
Well...
thanks for coming.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
I've
Thank
really
so
loved
much.
Having you here. Will you tell everyone where they can find you and what you're doing and whatever else?
Yes. I will be going to... the Melbourne International Comedy Festival this year in the same venue as you.
So true.
And I think I'm the show before yours.
Yes.
One of the great double bills.
Oh my God.
If you
Come
see
us both.
Enter the stage with a black eye after you've tried some of your street fighting techniques in the green room. Should be a red hot time. You can follow me on Freddie McManus on Instagram.
That's with an anus. There's no double N. It's one N. A-N-U-S.
That's with a big old butthole in the back end of the back end of the surname. Mm-hmm. There, I am on the talk, new to it, loving it,
and it's killing
as,
it.
Oh, it's as toxic as it was described to me.
Yeah, yeah,
love it. So I'm me, Freddie McManus, at the TikTok, and you know, I'm floating around. You'll
You're
see
floating
me
around.
all over the shop.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much to the audience, to the British people. I fought for you today. Don't forget it. I put my life, I put my reputation and my legacy on the line for you.
That's true.
In it, bruv. I mean, that's beautiful, the perfect way to end.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you for listening. I love you all. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.